Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for May 5th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. At the end of March, we exclusively reported about Google's next wireless earbuds, and the first image leaked just a week later. Google today, though, announced the Pixel Buds A series on Twitter, though the reveal was entirely an accident. The tweet from Android was deleted after being live for approximately 10 minutes or so, and likely a result of an accidental scheduling using Twitter scheduling software. The social media post said that the wireless headphones have arrived and advertised the recently redesigned Bass Pair experience. There is, however, no accompanying made by Google announcement or Google Store retail listing. They're officially referred to as the Pixel Buds A series in both the social media post and the attached image. The pair shown is predominantly white from the circular touch-sensitive dome to a light grey underside and stabilizer arc. That secondary colour is also used for the inside of the pebble-shaped charging case, replacing the black colour used today on the second-generation headphones. A Google marketing email has already revealed the forest green hue. While we know the name of Google's next headphones, not much else was gained today. There was only a vague reference to quality sound, and it's not clear how they differ from the $179 pair available today. The A branded implies something affordable like the Pixel 3a and 4a. We have previously seen evidence that the swipe volume gesture might be removed, and it's likely that other cost-cutting removals have been made. At this point, an official unveil is probably imminent, with I.O. 2021 serving as a possible announcement opportunity. Google's long in-development operating system Fuchsia has taken one step closer to running on real devices, as a Bluetooth listing shows the Nest Hub running Fuchsia 1.0. For years, we've been tracking Fuchsia's gradual progress from an incredibly innovative operating system UI to a more bare-bones experience focused on security and performance. All the while, Google has tested running Fuchsia on quite a few consumer devices, such as the Google Pixel Book, Nest Hub, and Nest Hub Max. More recently, Fuchsia has tiptoed into the public spotlight by opening the project to contribution from the public and beginning its release cycle. Yesterday, Fuchsia took another step closer to being in the limelight as a new Google device has been listed with the Bluetooth Special Interest Group, or more accurately, an old device has been relisted. This new listing is for the Google Home Hub, the 2018 device that was later rebranded the Google Nest Hub, not the Nest Hub second gen that released this year. However, instead of running on the usual Cast platform, this Nest Hub has software version number of Fuchsia 1.0. Considering Fuchsia's release cycle is underway, this 1.0 could refer to the initial M1 release, or it could simply be a placeholder. For the product website, Google has included a link to Fuchsia's Bluetooth documentation. This is not the first time that Fuchsia has appeared at the Bluetooth SIG with the operating system's Bluetooth software stack, codenamed Sapphire, approved mid last year. In fact, this listing of the Nest Hub running Fuchsia includes a reference to earlier Sapphire listings. If you're hoping, though, to try Fuchsia on your own Nest Hub hardware, you're unfortunately still out of luck. Retail units have security measures that prevent unsigned software from being installed. Unless Google puts out an official build of Fuchsia for the Nest Hub, which is a possibility, albeit a slim one, your smart display will only run the Cast software it uses today. Instead, it could be more likely that Google will do a limited run of Nest Hub hardware specifically modified for developers to both try out Fuchsia OS and test their apps on real devices. Considering that Bluetooth listing has only appeared as of yesterday and today, and given the general speed at which Fuchsia has developed so far, we likely wouldn't see these sorts of developer options arrive for at least another few months, if at all. Epic Games launched Fortnite on Android in 2018 without putting the game in Google's Play Store, you know, the place where it's safe and easy to get apps of any Android phone. The reason was that Google, like Apple and others, takes a cut of revenue for in-app purchases on apps and games within the Play Store. As it turns out, Epic Games was considering methods of bargaining with Google about the Play Store cut that apparently meant Fortnite for Stadia was at one time an actual possibility. Fortnite, regardless of how you feel about it, is one of the most popular games on the planet, even 4 years after its initial debut. The game just keeps reinventing itself and making big moves to stay relevant. It's just a year ago, though, that finally Epic Games gave in and brought Fortnite to the Google Play Store, but it wasn't done without a fight. We had reported just a few months prior that Epic had attempted to just submit the game to the store, in-app billing ignored, which Google didn't allow. Apparently around that same time, Epic had attempted another strategy. Before Epic officially launched Fortnite on Google Play, the company had apparently offered to bring the mega hit to Stadia in exchange for being given a free pass to the Google Play Store for Android distribution. That obviously did not happen, but it's interesting to see that Epic apparently made that offer given that their CEO Tim Sweeney said in late 2020 that Fortnite for Stadia wasn't on the roadmap because the platform lacked a mass market user base. It would have been interesting to see Fortnite and Stadia given the huge player count that the game drives, not to mention the ease of access Stadia would have provided to new players of the game. Still, financially things probably worked out in Google's favour in that regard. Providing an exception for Fortnite in the Google Play Store would have set a dangerous precedent going forward. And finally, recently we asked you just what you thought of the upcoming Android 12 UI redesign, and the responses we received were quite surprising. Given how much the UI itself has been tweaked, it's fairly surprising that over 50% of people who responded to our poll said that they actually love it. That's a pretty big percentage, but it bodes well for Google if some of the tweaks are made before the release. Sure, some fans might have been hoping for a big UI shakeup for some time, meaning that this might actually provide a little extra flavour that they've been hoping for. Considering that you haven't really seen a major change in the look and feel of Android since Lollipop, you can see why people think these changes are pretty overdue. Many of the responses we received praised the rounded corners that dominate the Android 12 UI redesign. However, it's worth noting that in Android 12 DP3, some UI shapes and corners are actually dictated by your icon shape within the styles and wallpapers section. Choosing bubbly or rounded corners or icons will change some UI elements, but many will remain rounded. We guess we'll just have to wait and see what's in store in the upcoming Android 12 beta phase for any further redesigned elements and tweaks. We're actually kind of shocked though at just how many of you out there actually said that you're indifferent to this overdue UI refresh. 29% of respondents chose this option, a figure that we felt would have been much lower in favour of those that actively hate the design decisions taken. A common response, such as from reader Andrew, was that you're happy to reserve judgment until the beta phases. That left a fairly small 16% of you out there who actively hate the proposed Android 12 UI redesign. Personally, I expected this figure to be much higher. Google has made a number of changes that will no doubt be divisive, but maybe the similarities of One UI might not have been as hated as we initially thought they might be. The other category amassed just 3% of the vote, which is understandable, as we wanted to know if you had any thoughts beyond the explicit love, hate and indifferent phases. We had some excellent thoughts on what works and what doesn't in Android 12, with a sizable responses out there being very interesting as to why you think certain portions are good and why certain portions are bad. No matter which camp you fell into though, one portion of the Android 12 UI redesign that many agreed upon was the volume bar needs some more work. Let's hope that Google will make some sizable tweaks though in the upcoming beta phase. At least according to our readers out there though, things are in a good place already. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild and drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.